Is that a shifting of gears or what? Amen. Dun, 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 dun. We're going. This is the same series we started. This is a kids' service. As soon as I whined about it, Lisa brought like 47 grandkids in, so we're looking good. And I thought, okay, what do I do? Do I do something different? And I just felt like, you know, this is so cool. Mission Possible. What's this talking about? Sharing our faith. We did a whole series on sharing your faith. And so I look. We have anywhere from, it looks like, probably five and up in this room. And every one of us have the opportunity to share our faith. Well, you might think in an elementary age, what does that look like? Is it possible? Well, you ever heard of the old show, Kids Say the Darndest Things? Kids have the ability just to say what's on their mind. And then maybe as you grow up a little bit, that filter. For some of us, there's some of those, no filter, it's gone. But and so the opportunities that even kids have just to share Jesus through talking about, hey, man, this is what we did at church, to even getting in your Bibles, maybe they're bigger Bibles with you know, bigger print and simpler stories, just to build that in you, being a part of a children's church, but going to school and sometimes sharing your faith is really just your actions. I mean, how many of us as kids, or even the kids that are out there now, have said, hey, I've been tempted to do some pretty stupid things by some other friends. Hey, go steal this. Hey, go say that. Hey, go push so-and-so. Hey, do this to the teacher. Hey, take this homework and just cheat just a little. All these different temptations. Sometimes just by saying, you know, I'm not going to. Well, why? Well, there you go. I'm a Christian. I love Jesus. Hey, you want to come to church with me? Hey, you want to do the, hey, you want to, we have donuts. You want to, you know, all these different ideas of just taking what you have, even at a young age, and doing something really cool with it. But one thing stands in the fear, or is in the way, and it's fear. And it doesn't just start at a young age. I mean, fear runs rampant. So think about, all of you right now, think about, when it comes to sharing my faith, what opportunities have I had lately, and have I taken them, or have I not? Maybe you had opportunities in person. Maybe it was in a break room. Maybe it was with a family member. Maybe it was someone you've known for 25 years, and God just saying, come on, now's the time. You're like, ugh. Maybe it was on Facebook. Maybe it was TikTok. How am I doing, Nadia? Pretty good. I'm trying to come into the new, after my whole Facebook sermon, I realized, wait a second, I was told that no one under 21 is on Facebook, so I need to do a sermon on TikTok now, and I don't even know what it's about. So, to be continued on that one, but our opportunities are all over the place. And so if you struggle or if you've struggled, I want to ask you this one question. And this is for everybody. Why? Think of it this way. Kids, think of it this way. What are you afraid of? In anything in life. Maybe the dark, dinosaur under your bed. I mean, matter of fact, any kid that wants to just scream out, this is what I'm afraid of. Heights, spiders, birds. Hey, I'm sure there's a story that goes along with that somewhere, but hey, I'm scared to death of bats, so don't worry about it, and they're smaller than birds, though. So. Now ask yourself, this is what I'm afraid of, why? You might say, why am I afraid of the dark? Well, because I can't see, and maybe something's in my mind's creeping up on me, or you know, birds, well, because this one thing happened. Bats, I can tell you right now, because I've been dive bombed by bats and they scare me half to death. If you see an animal, I live on an acreage, if you see an animal and it surprises you, it runs away. Guess what a bat does to me? Swoops right down to my head every time. All 10 times I've been faced with a bat, the little stinkers swoop down on my head. I hate that. And so I have a reason for my fear. You guys have a reason for your fear. Now think about your faith, even at a young age. Coming to church, maybe sometimes inviting friends. Our youth group, do you have a fear of inviting friends? Just ask yourself that. Why? Well, maybe it's not as big. It's not as exciting. It's not as many. Adults, you have all kinds of family members. You know, we have open seats. Have you invited everyone you know to church? Why? Well, maybe it's just all these different reasons jump in. And all we want to do is share the good news of Jesus Christ. That's all we want to do, but fear gets in the way. So, I found this amazing video that I love. I've seen it before. Grown adult, and I love it. VeggieTales. I'm just going to set it because I'm cutting in the middle of the video. They're like VeggieTale superheroes. And they all have these special abilities. And little Junior wants to become a superhero, so they give him this suit. And the suit makes him like ricochet off of things. And so he begins to put his faith in the suit. But the villain has this gun, and the gun will go over you. And as it goes over you, it tells your fear. So earlier in the movie, it goes over Tomato Bob, or Bob the Tomato, and it says, monkeys. He's afraid of monkeys. Hey, don't laugh, I'm afraid of bats. And so what does the evil villain do? He just happens to have some monkeys in his little eggshell, whatever that thing is, and it jumps out, and it scares Bob half to death, so he freezes. So if there's a fear of sharing your faith, the question is, what freezes you? What stops you from letting, hey, invite a kid to church or sitting in a break room and just sharing your faith? What stops you? So listen and watch this video and see if it rings a bell. I know I came back up here. You want to finish watching that movie, don't you? Just so you know, they do rescue Larry, but and I had no idea that Junior could harmonize. Did you hear that? That was fantastic. But they mentioned David and trust, and I just want to quickly go through some pretty amazing story. We've all heard, or most of us probably, David and Goliath. But if you really break down what happened there, what areas did David have to fear? Anybody? They have him being around teenage. It's guessing 14 to 17. Wasn't fully grown. He was the youngest of all his brothers. Just a kid on the land being a shepherd. He's sent to the war just to give food and get an update for his dad. He's not even a soldier. And he sees this Goliath, this massive frame of a man, come out and just desecrate God. And watches all of the grown adult Israelite army back away. And if you look at that situation and think of any situation in your life right now where you're thinking about, man, God just keeps on talking to me about maybe talking to this person or witnessing this person, or kids, you may be saying, man, sometimes I just feel so intimidated, or just feel so small when it comes to what can I do at school? I mean, everyone's doing this, and I'm like the one person that seems like that just wants to do what's right. And David had to have felt that way. All these Israelites, thousands of soldiers are backing away because they're looking at the physical appearance of this giant. But David did one thing that no one else was doing. He thought about his God. How big is my God? Well, he created the whole earth. Well, he's a good size. Word says that he knows me, he loves me, he's given me gifts, he's given me abilities. Kids, I'm telling you, sometimes this world's going to tell you that you're too small to do this and you can't do that. God is in you. If you've asked Jesus in your heart, he's in you and he loves you. And he wants to grow you. But there's times when he needs you to stand for him. Adults, you know that there's times when God needs us to stand for him. We have to believe in that God versus the situation and what our eyes see as a circumstance. So listen to this. My blindness has kicked in. I'm going to turn around. So Goliath walked out toward David with a shield bearer ahead of him. Is it bad enough that the man's 9 foot tall, 500 pounds? He has a shield bearer in front of him. Who was in front of David? Air. Nada. So Goliath, this monster of a man, even has a shield bearer. Sneering in contempt at this ruddy-faced boy, he says, "Am I a dog?" he roared at David, "that you come at me with a stick?" So now what's Goliath doing? He's just looking at the circumstance too, saying, "I mean, come on. You guys aren't taking me seriously here. You're giving me this little snot-nosed punk that I'm going to flick off with my finger." And he cursed David by the names of his gods. come over here and I'll give your flesh to the birds and wild animals, Goliath yelled. So now David's out there being screamed at, being centered at by this giant. What would your reaction be? Anybody? I mean, hey, now that I get a little closer and I get a good look at him, this was a bad idea. And if David the whole time would be thinking, it's my strength, it's up to me, he had all the right in the world to turn around and run. But David, well, let's just read it. David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but," listen to me, this is what defeats fear in all of our lives. Kids, this is what defeats fear right here. "I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled." David put his faith and he put his trust in God. What David was saying was, you know what, God, I believe in you so much, I'm going to put myself out there, and whatever happens, happens. If my life is taken, then my life is taken, but I put myself out there, God, because God, I believe in you. So all the different circumstances now that are going through your minds, we're all in different places, all different ages. God wants people to know about his son, Jesus Christ. That's what he wants. That's all he wants. That's all he wants us to do. When you think about it, we've been given one job on this earth. We may think we have a lot of jobs. We have to go to work, make money, you know, family, all these different things. Get homework done, take out the dog. I mean, all these different things. Our one job that will serve a purpose is to share our faith. And that can happen at a very, very young age. Maybe it's inviting the church. Maybe it's not doing the wrong thing. Maybe it's obedience to our parents. Just showing them, hey, you said I can do this? Okay, I'll go take out the garbage. Wow. Actions, words, God can use all of them. But David did not put his faith in himself and what he could accomplish. He put himself out there and allowed God to do something pretty amazing. So what happens? This is the coolest part right here. Goliath moved closer to attack David. And what did David do? So now you got this giant moving closer to you. This circumstance, maybe it's a conversation that you went ahead and started. Now the conversation is getting ugly. You've offended somebody. Now what do? Okay, maybe I'll back out of the conversation. No. It's the ability to look at somebody and think, what's the worst that can happen if God's in control? David quickly ran out to meet him. I love that. He ran out to meet him, reaching into his shepherd's bag. Now, kids, don't do this. This is a long time ago, but still, it's a cool story. Reaching into his shepherd's bag, taking out a stone, he hurled it with a sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in. Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. Are we here to teach our children how to kill people with stones? No. But in this story, this is the most beautiful picture of someone who comes against the authority of God. And we're allowing ourselves to say, you know what, this looks big in human eyes, but my God is bigger. So what situation are you in where your God is bigger, but you're struggling to act it out? Kids, think about this. I know it's summer and you're not in school right now, but what situation are you in? And I'm telling you, there are some ugly things that happen to our little ones. There are some very unfair things and situations a lot of our little ones are in. Breaks my heart to think about it. I don't even know if you're in here or on Facebook, but some of you kids are put into situations, be it family, that it simply, I would say, well, God, that's not fair. But God says that he loves you. He says that he'll protect you. He still tells us to put our faith in him. So when something's wrong, kids, it's okay to speak it out. It's okay to ask for help. Pray For also, God may put some ideas in your head about getting some help. You're not too small to do that. God has a passion for you. He loves you. He wants to grow you into men and women of God who take a stand and do the right thing, even when everyone around them is doing the wrong thing. David could have handed the bread and the cheese off, said, "Looks like you guys have a lot on your plate," and just walked away. But he put his faith in God when nothing about him said that he could accomplish this goal. God accomplished the goal through him. So everybody in here, when it comes to sharing your faith, put your faith in God and allow him, the power of the Holy Spirit, to accomplish that goal in front of you. We all put those same excuses on our heads. Man, now is not the right time. I don't want to offend. I don't want to lose this relationship. What's the worst that could happen? If someone isn't following the Lord and you share the Lord with them, they turn you down, they're still not following the Lord. What happened? Nothing. But if they open up and they realize that something in you is not in them, and they desire a hope and a joy, the ability to forgive, to get rid of some hatred and bitterness, they are going to take this life giving salvation, and they are going to experience it. That's why we share our faith. Kids, that's why we invite people to church. That's why we do the right thing. That's why we don't allow some of the pressures to pull us into a direction that we know is wrong. Because our actions offer the opportunity for others to see Jesus through what we've done. That's the amazing thing. Is that not the cutest Batman and Superman you've ever seen in your life? My wife found these. I just love them. So let's go away with this. A focus point. This is my wife's favorite. She's a little Spider-Man climbing the wall there. Our focus point is just a scripture. For I can do everything through Christ. We have to remember that. We say this verse so fast because it's short. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do everything through Christ. It's through Christ. It's through His Holy Spirit. It's through believing in Him. That's why I push even kids at a young age. Man, read the Bible. Read these stories. Understand them. Ask for help if you need. But get this. This is power. This comes into you. Man, every morning I am in this thing before I go off to my world because I want to be empowered to do the right thing. To stand up, to allow my obedience of the word to show people, hey, I love you so much, I want to live Jesus right smack in front of you. Don't want to hide him. I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. It was the power of God that strengthened David to go out there. I'm not saying that David was bad at his aim, but it was the power of God that took that stone and directed that thing right smack in the middle of Goliath's head. You know what happened after that? He fell to the ground. There were still thousands of Philistines that could have fought. You know what they did? They turned and they ran. That's a picture of Satan and demons. I'm telling you, when the power of God is there, when you stand out in your faith, when you do the right thing, Satan can't stand. They turn and they run. You guys, young to old, have that ability, have that power, because God gave it to us. Amen? It's just the truth. Lord God, take this word, take this truth, take these VeggieTales, and just apply this lesson to our hearts. May we stand for you. I pray for our kids right now, of all ages. They hear the same thing a lot from adults. Man, I didn't have it that bad when I was that young, and maybe there's a lot of truth to that. There just seems to be more and more and more that we have to contend with and think on how we feel about. Right now, Holy Spirit, I pray for our children. I pray for their safety. I pray for their homes. I pray for their hearts. May they understand who they are in Jesus. Jesus loves them. He died for them. He has a place for them in heaven if they just say, Jesus, will you be mine? So give them strength when it's hard times. When there's pressures at school or at home, may they stand for what's right. May they invite their friends, hey, man, this is the coolest thing. You got to come and hear these stories that my teacher is teaching me. You got to come and just listen to what we're doing in church. Lord God, empower them. Father, empower us as adults not to be afraid, not to allow fear to keep us, not allow our minds to overwork and say, oh, don't because of this. Lord God, may we just speak your word. May we share your faith. Because the mission is possible. You've made it possible. So we pray all this, dear God, in your name. Empower us with this truth to be out loud with it, to watch people have a freedom from sin, to watch a man stop trying to, fix life's problems in all the wrong ways, just creating more. Thank you, dear God, for your love. Thank you for your son. And thank you for our children, our kids, who can understand this truth at a young age and apply it to their lives and just be just vessels of truth, of right living. Thank you, dear God. We pray all this in your name. Bless them as they go. In your name, amen.